Great. I mean, Mike's always done a great job with the schedule, but, you know, to have a little mini bye week like this, it's been great. I mean, we earned it in a number two seed, but, you know, I think it was better to give us days off early and have us come in, you know, today and tomorrow than the other way around. Yeah, it's going all right. I mean, the calf is slowly progressing. You know, wasn't out there today, but yeah, we're right where we need to be and getting ready to hopefully get on the field next week.
Mike said you wouldn't be practicing until possibly Thursday. Is it a rhythm thing that you want to get out there and practice with the guys and just be in the offense?
No, not really. I mean, the rhythm is established. The play style is established. It's just about working on checks and kind of going through the plan. That's why you need to practice.
Will you be watching the games this weekend, and are there any bias towards who you want to face?
No bias. I'll be watching. I'm a fan. I've always been a fan. You know, a couple interesting matchups, so it'll be fun to check it out. We don't know who we're playing until Sunday night, so definitely have to tune into both games.
Does that make it odd that you don't know who you're going to be facing, but you're kind of going through the motions here?
No, I mean, we played Carolina early in the season, and, you know, we've seen film on Arizona and Dallas, so... You know, they're all good teams. They're all you know, in the playoffs for a reason, and we'll be ready for whatever comes our way.
Aaron, any comment on the offensive showing on the All-Pro Bowl?
I saw that John got it. Proud of that. I think Sitton got the second team. I didn't see any others.
Jordy,
that's awesome. Yeah, that's great.
Is it quarterback voting?
Yeah, so that part.
How's it feel to be that one, your second ever?
Yeah, you know, those nominations and achievements are great, but, you know, ultimately, it's this time of year, it's about winning championships. So that's kind of what we're focusing on. Anything else is kind of icing on the cake for us, but I am especially excited for John. I mean, John's had a great year. He got the Pro Bowl selection and All-Pro. That's a big deal. You know, people always talk about, you know, it's an honor to be voted on the Pro Bowl, but there's actually a little bit it's extra sweet with the All-Pro team because of the people who vote for that.
Obviously, you don't need to reps as much, but do you feel like the offensive line, especially guys like Corey, without having you around, does it make you a little nervous about them when you can't be out there giving them two reps right now? Or not so much?
Not at all. No, I mean, those guys are a great group. They've had a great season. We did a good job of you know, limiting the sacks down the stretch, and Corey's had a great year. I'm not worried about him at all. He's had a great season.
Hey, Aaron, I think you guys lead the league in 12 men on the field this season, yeah. What you guys are doing. Just what do you look for in those situations, and what kind of advantage do you think that gives the offense when you guys are able to catch one?
Well, it's a free play, so it's like an offsides penalty. You know, you have the opportunity to take a shot down the field or dump it off without worrying about you know, losing the ball. I've thrown a couple picks on plays like that this year. I think that those will come back. But just looking for multiple guys running off the field. Different teams have different substitution patterns. Some teams like to do 1-for-1, some 2-for-2, and often as many as 4-for-4 if they're going from a more of a you know, base personnel defense to a nickel defense, say on third down, or vice versa. If they're trying to get the nickel off the field and their base personnel back on the field. Anytime you get four guys run off the field, that's an opportunity to catch them with extra guys on the field, and not, they don't always sprint off the field. You know, when they're tired, often that's kind of the end of the period of stretch of plays for them. So, you know, just look for everything to kind of line up, and if you can catch them, you catch them, and you take a shot.
You know, putting your injury aside for a second, where do you weigh in on the rest versus rust part of it? You obviously have been on both sides of it, having to play right away and having a week off in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think rest is always better this time of year. You know, teams are banged up, people are banged up, and this is an opportunity for our team to get even healthier. We've had some good fortune this year with the injuries. Not a lot of guys, but we have a couple guys, myself included, who, you know, need a little extra rest this week, and it's going to help us out.
So how do you stay sharp as a team when you're at that time off?
Well, I've never believed in the whole rust thing. You know, it's about execution. If you don't execute, you don't execute. It's not about being rusty. We've played 20 games so far, counting preseason. So rust doesn't even come into, you know, in our mindset or actions. If we don't play well, it's because we didn't play well. It has nothing to do with any type of rust or not being out there on the field.
Aaron, how can you use the 2011 as an example, playing off of a bye? Can you use it at all?
I mean, that was a different team. That was a few years ago, different team. We were number one seed back then. This year we're number two. So we're good to host a home playoff game. We've had a great run at home. We've been 8-0. We were 8-0 that year. But this team's been playing a little bit better, I think, down the stretch, especially with our style of play. That year we kind of won our first 13, but lost 14, and then didn't play maybe as well as we wanted to in 15 and 16. So this team's been playing a little bit better. We've had a tough schedule, especially the second half of the season with some of the opponents, but I like the way we're playing.
How does your offense fit Lambeau Field January football this year? Some years it's been, maybe they're better on the road. Sometimes it's been, they're better at Lambeau Field. How do you think that matchup and that marriage works this year?
Well, our offensive line's playing great, which helps. You got to be able to run the ball. We got a big bruiser running back who's rarely goes down on the first hit, and a great change of back in James Starks. I think we have two really good cold weather tight ends in Andrew and Richard, who've been a lot of reps and making a lot of plays. Richard had a good game last week. And then we got, on defense, with our scheme we're using, we're stopping the run really well, and which you have to do in the winter months, and we got enough guys outside to cover.
Aaron, how important is it to get Devontae going towards the playoffs?
Well, getting him going would be great, but it just depends on matchups. If teams are going to play a certain way, then Jordy and Randall are going to get more opportunities. Devontae just needs to be ready. He's a great player. He's got a really bright future for us. Some games he's had double-digit, attempts his way, and then some games he's had zero. So it's about being ready every time you're on a route to receive the ball and knowing that we go to matchups and we go through our progressions. So you might get, one catch or you might get six or seven. It just depends on how the defense plays us.
Has he kept the same – you've remarked on how impressive he is at practice. Has he kept the same even keel through the weeks where he's had a lot of production and the weeks where he hasn't?
Yeah, he's been great. He's a great great young player, and he's got a bright future for us. The thing that he brings every week is an approach, a veteran-type approach where he knows what he's doing. He's in tune with the checks. Edgar does an incredible job of getting those guys ready. I mean, the tests that he puts them through, both the formal tests that they have and then the informal questions and quizzes he gives them during the week are keep them really sharp. So those guys do a great job of getting ready, and Devontae's had a great attitude the entire season.
You know what a Super Bowl team looks like. Does this have a good look to you? What you guys got going right now?
Yeah, I like the look of our team. A lot of stuff has to happen to get there. We got a couple games away, but shaping up for us to be in position to make this a special season. We started off the right way, getting a home playoff game. We have to take care of business, whoever comes in here, and then either go to Seattle or be able to host the game for the championship. That's the road we have to take.
Aaron, you played against Julius. What did you think when you signed here? How do you feel about what he's given this team, not only his on-field production, but leadership and stuff?
Well, I thought that he would have a lot left in the tank, and I thought that when you go within a division, I was assuming that he would have a little extra something for some of those division games. But he's exceeded my expectations in the leadership category. He's been a great leader for us, and he's a guy who really is respected in this locker room, whose voice carries a lot of weight. And I think the production's been great as well. He's done a great job making big plays for us with forced fumbles and interceptions and returned a couple for touchdowns. He's a presence out there, and I think he's really pushed those other guys, Clay and Nick Perry and Mike Neal, to get more out of them. And you've seen the production that they've had. Nick being able to stay healthy and having a good season, and Mike Neal as well being a force for us. So, the entire group has been raised by his presence, and our defense has been raised by his play.
Two more for
Aaron. You guys have not had a lot of assistance in the league over the last couple of years. You're usually playing this time of year. What's your read on that situation? These other candidates come up from other programs. They don't have the same level of success the Packers have had. Is that just the way it is?
It's got to be just the way it is. I mean, I'm not sure what that's about. But we got some great coaches on the staff who I think have head coach potential down the line, and obviously coordinator potential with some of the position coaches. But it's about opportunity, and this league's about who you know. So a lot of times the opportunities come up for guys who maybe have those connections with those organizations. And at some point, we're gonna probably get some guys with some opportunities, but. Selfishly, you'd like to keep all your coaches.
How has Jordy done what he's done when everybody in the world knows he's going to get the ball and keep producing?
Well, I think he's better than people give him credit for. I said it after the game. He's had one of the quieter 1,500-yard seasons. He's a great player. He's put up some incredible numbers, and he's been very consistent. He's a guy who rarely drops the ball. He's always run the right route. He's always where he's supposed to be in normal timing, and then he does a great job on second and third reactions. So he's a guy you can count on every single week. blocks for his teammates, encourages teammates, and makes a lot of big plays for us. We've done a good job, Mike and I, of trying to find ways to get him the ball. You know, me getting the ball to him early or when he has a good matchup, and Mike finding ways to move him around in the formation to create some opportunities to get him the ball.